We begin the Gemara in the Amsech this Erev in Daf Chavei, we begin the Amen Alpha. We begin the Tezdeh Masa, that begins with the Gemara. Erech HaPayim has a long face, Letzadikim L'Rasham, which the plural is for the righteous and for the wicked. Tezdeh explains that actually, the Erech HaPayim for the wicked is also for their good. Because the Gemara explained, like we said, that there's two faces, which Tezdeh explains, what are these two faces for the righteous and for the wicked that is Marech Af? You have the Payim Masech, because you have the smiley face, which Marech Letzadikim Adlasid, which he doesn't go ahead and reward that smiley face right away. He retains that for the righteous until the future. And the zaymus l'rishon, and also the sour face for the wicked, that he also delays punishing them until the world to come. Which Tysus points out that although one would think that, okay, that's bad for the wicked, because they're getting all the reward here and not there, but Tysus becomes zel taiva. This erech apayim is a mid taiva. This of the pun zayif face for the Risham until the world to come is also good for them. Shesh l'mishalho is laf l'tshuva, because they have time to go ahead and repent. Kedemash m'chelik, it says, like it sounds like in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in ha'chelik, daf kofi alf m'alv, to have an amal taiva, which that is also good for them. But the Gemara says that when the Jewish people sinned by the egel, Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch to be marach af and not destroy the Jewish people, like HaKadosh Baruch had previously told them, which is marach af for the Risham, so you see that that's also a good thing. Continuing next to the mouth that begins with the Gemara, I demo, maybe Bible past the Gemara. Maybe we're talking about a pit without the board. So Tais explains that if the pit is too so, based on Simon, its width, then we don't distance the Pasen more than Rosh Veruba of the cow. Because the Gemara had a question, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that you could do it only until based on Simon. Was that with the boards, or that was that without the boards? So Tais explained, Pierce, what that means to say is, means to say that the boards should not be distanced from the pit. Meaning, even if we're saying like Tais de Masel is bar b'le pasim, we're only talking about the pit without the boards. But Tais says it doesn't mean as much as you want. But it could only be adding on another two amas, which would be the head and majority of the cow, as Tais explains. And then what he's forewarning for, but don't explain the pasim that okay. So it's only the pit that's based on time. But the boards itself that's around, you could have more. That is Iba, if you want the Marachayad basis, you can just that also another two Sasayim. That's so you can't say that. From the fact that the Gemara Shulti tells us, when it tells us what's in between the meaning, Bain Lib Shim and Bain Lib Yehuda, both of them seem to be saying the same idea of Basisayim. So then the Gemara says, so what's the difference between them? So Tessa says, what do you mean? Well, he's there, based on what we're saying, if you would think to explain like those who want to interpret. That this basis time in the bar is without the pasen, and that the pasen themselves can be another basis. I am. What do you mean? Too big benayu. It means a lot that's a difference between them. Shimon clearly says that the only thing you could have is, yeah, the bar itself is basis time, but the boards that can be further away is only adding on another two amas of Kedei Resh and Rubish Alpara. But we would demata, based on what we're saying, really we're permitting add basis time until another basis I am. And Lavada rather says, "Tais obviously got me. Rabbi Yehuda l'shar lahach. Rabbi Yehuda does not permit to distance. Like they raise Rabbi Shmuel para. He also agrees to that limitation that all you would be able to add on more of the boards besides the well is another two amas. The raise Rabbi Shmuel para. Avagav done nice and the Bible of mechitzah, because although that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that a person according to that tzad, according to that option, the person only puts his eyes on the pit, not by the mechitzah. In lahatayos is not going to permit more than just another raise of Ruba, but not as some would want to say another base of Zayim besides the base of Zayim of the pit." Next says the master begins with the Gemara Baru Pasen Kama. He says the pit and the board. Tais explains that there's a difference between the boards of the wells from regular mechitzas, which have in them a pit or a pillar, because our Gemara is saying we could prove to you the hold that the bar and the pasen together have to be less than base size. That's what the Tais master is going on. Now Tais bothered. He says the Mahadam of the Perik, and this that we say later on the Perik of Chafeim and Alf. When you have an enclosed area for non-residential purposes, one through saw, which is too much. It can't be more than base time. But you built inside of a pillar that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which is a significant area. Miatoi. So that's going to diminish that area. The area that the pillar takes up is going to diminish the area from more than base time to less than base time, because it's a significant area, so it's going to make it valid. And that says Taisis, well, Hachinami, here also, in the case we're discussing here with the bur, that's in the middle of the pasen, which is why you're making these pasen. But hi bur, lama loy hamamid, why is that pit itself not considered diminishing the area? Why don't we say that the bur is a separate area from the ground around it, around the pit, and then therefore you could distance the place up until an area that's based on time. So what do we care that the bur is so large? Like, what I mean, why doesn't that take up and consider actually not part of the area of the karfa? Why limit the base of sayim with the bar and the pasin? What do you mean? The bar itself should actually be diminishing the area that you're counting towards the base of sayim, like we find by an omelet, like by a pillar. Well, that's the same as somebody you could say is no, the hasim mechit is tainus. By a regular karfa, we're talking bona fide walls. So therefore, that permits the karfa, even if it's more than base of sayim, if you can diminish the area with a pillar or, yeah, with a pit. Of the pasin, but by these boards, lahitir ben akoil and the base of time. No, the sum total could only be even with the pit base of time because it's really not flimsy. It's halachically flimsy walls, and if it's not going to let us, in contrast to the halacha of chafei, which allows us even more if you have a pillar or a bar in that significant amount of space. The next says Mazda begins with Gemara. Amar Birchim Birchim said Yerushalayim el molds itself not for the doors being closed at nighttime. It'd be Rishasaram. Rishas explained according to Yechanan, the public would nullify even bona fide wall. And Taisa proves that because Agamar is saying that it's, you can't say the Rabbi Yechon holds like a Chaman, which they hold that the Rabbin that walks through is not the Mevat Lachitzis. Because since Rabbi Yechon holds that even your Shalayim, the Derech Rabbin would be Mevatlit, obviously that he holds like Rabbi Huda that the Rabbin is Mevatlit Lachitzis. But Taisa bothered, Taisa is Rabbi Timon, but Taisa asked to take a second look. He said, if you can just say, what do you mean? Shani Yerushalayim, how are being arrived in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is dimming the Havad Rechav, Sheshesri Amas, with the street is 60 Amas wide, Upasin like Eliud Gimel Vishlish, and the boards only have a third and a third. So what do you mean? It's possible to say that such a narrow road, Rabbi Yechon would agree to the Chachamim that we don't say that the Ram in going such a narrow road, Bimabat Machitzes, to make it into Yerushalayim, Ram, and if it has nothing, how can you compare it to Yerushalayim? Maybe Yerushalayim, yeah, there they would be because it's such a wide road. He would tell me it's only 13 and a third. That's the thesis. What you could say is that since this is a svar to say that the Rabbim is not Mabal Machit Yerushalayim to make it like Yerushalayim, like to make it into Rishas Rabbim, why? You're right. Although there's something that would make it sound like more of a problem, simply because it's 16 hours wide, and so maybe over there you would say, oh, that there the Rabbim is Mavad Machzas, but who said it would be 13 and a third, which is the opening that the Pasim have. Yeah, but there's also something that makes it actually more that you would not be Mavad Machitzas. Because Yerushalayim had a Tzuris HaPesach, had a door frame, the Chashem Kimachitza, which is really considered like a Machitza, and not like an open area. And therefore, no, it wouldn't make sense to differentiate between the Pasim, which have an opening of 13 and a third, to Rishus Rabbim, because it's 16 Amis, because although it has that deficiency, it also has the Maila of that at Tzuris HaPesach, which made a Machitza. The Amma Beperek Kama, like, find the first paragraph of Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, that says, V'mi'eshli Tzuris HaPesach, if something has a door frame, in a circle of light, then you don't have to make the area smaller. And because the Tzuris HaPesach is like a Machitza. So since we find that Tzuris HaPesach like a Machitza, so L'hai L'Rab in the back of the Machitza. No, it's not true. Even the Rab walking through should not really be nullifying the Machitzas. And therefore, it wouldn't be logical to differentiate. And Vathalu Rav, the Asni Tzorchman, even Rav wants to say in the halacha of the Mishnah where the two is the best, you actually have to make it smaller. But Tzor says, Maydi Hudim in that term of the Han, he agrees that biblically it is effective. And Tzor says, Tedi, no, I know, because they'll pay him a Tzor's Beklein. Pay is essentially like a Tzor's Pesach, that you have this braided, that goes from one pole to another pole, which essentially makes a Tzor's Pesach, that permits my climb to separate the ears. If Elias MS, even more than 10 Amis. And everyone agrees to the halacha. So therefore, that's why, although that, yeah, the Rishus Ram in Yerushalayim was 16 Amos wide, and here's only 30, a third maybe Ram in the Mat Machitzasa, no, but still, Yerushalayim had another Maila, had Tzuris HaPesach, and therefore that should really be considered close, and there in the Mat Machitzasa, for sure, over here by the past Mirosi, would hold this Mat Machitzasa. But then Tzuris Lefi Pirish Achad Prashi, according to the other interpretation I give in the Vav Med Av, but yes, I can, that even more than this, oh, then Nicha, then that's another approach, where there Tzuris writes up, biblically, there's no difference between the Rosh Hashanah of 13 and 3rd and a Rosh Hashanah of 6th Naman. Therefore, if we find a B'yichin that holds that Derech Rabbah is Ma'at Machit Yerushalayim, then there's no difference regarding the passive arise, even though it's 13 and 3rd. And therefore, that's how the Gemara was proving their B'yichin that obviously does not hold like the Chachamim, that the Rabbah is not Ma'at Machit Sasa. Six days after it begins with the Gemara, Chayyavan Alem Mishim Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. There's a liability because of being Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Shtezik Lang Yerushalayim was not just open on two sides, it was actually open on four sides. And therefore, outdoors, that's what's going to be Rishus Ram. Because the Gemara was saying, according to B'yichin, that if your Yerushalayim doors would not close at night time, it would be like Rishus Ram then, because the public walks through in the middle of the city. So this is bothered. So if you're going to say, wait a second, Kivin Maskin and Rabbi Yechon and some of the Rabbi Yehuda, since we come at our conclusion, we prove he's not like the Rabbanah, he comes, we come and he's like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Derech Ram is Mat Mechitzasa. So therefore, that's why we said that you have to have people go around. The only problem is if they're going to be Yehuda. Then why you should be chayv for Rishus Rab? Mo Isle Shtei Mechid Zarais of Yehuda, who Rabbi Yechon holds that two walls are biblical. So even though it's open on the other two sides, Mefulish open up, but still biblically it's going to be considered as a Rishus Hayachid. So it says Novi Yerushalmi, you could say Yerushalmi holds a Mefulish and the Arbet Tadim. Doesn't even have, so to speak, two walls. It's open on all four sides. How so? Because it was Shasi Ve'erev. When you're going to chayv for it in your slime as a rishus ram, if you're there by the crossroads, where the lake of machitza is no machitza on any of the four sides that you are, because now you're just by the intersection now, where it opened on going from north to west, from north to south and east to west. Therefore, that's why, in the to be Yudah, you're not going to have two machitzas, and therefore it's going to be considered as a rishus ram. Kitinek says the master begins the word the Gemara Kash Rabbi Yehuda. You have a difficult review on Rabbi Yehuda. Chase explains that what the Gemara is questioning in regards to the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. In Amt Rabbi Yehuda says that the Dechar Amadat Malchitzas. In the Brice, he says that no, we don't care if the street is going through if you have a houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah. That was the Gemara's question. So Taisa says, Taisa explains the Gemara's question. The one who was asking the question, he thought that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sholosh Machitzas Daraisa. Three walls are biblical. And and that the lechi, the side post or the crossbeam functions as a wall. Obviously, that the public does not come along and is not mevatel the mechitza because you need to have the three walls. And if the rabbi is coming through and the Yehuda still considers that as it was just a yachid because you have two houses on either side and two is not enough, you need three. Obviously, that lechi or the kaira. Although the Rav is walking through it, it's not mevatel that quote unquote mechitza, because the text explains the ishtei mechitza reis everything that two walls are in the havamina is biblical lava parchmini. Then there wouldn't be a question. Well, what's the question? There you have two walls, and therefore there's nothing to be mevatel because they're not walking through those walls. Obviously, held that you need three, and still you see that they're not mevatel mechitza in contrast to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we see that he holds that the Rav are mevatel mechitzas. Umeshani, what is the Gemara answer? No, some of you don't stay mechitzas direct, so that no, two walls are biblical, and therefore there's no difficulty. Or you know, another approach you could actually say is, I feel like some of Shosh mechitzas direct, so no, you could say that the Gemara in its answer also held the Rebuta holds, three walls are biblical. And still, you don't find that the public is coming and nullifying the third wall. Why? Even the ikish de mechitzas shleimus, meaning, because since you have two whole walls, besides the Lech and the Kaira, in such a case, Rebuta would hold that the Derech Haram is not mabatli. The mechitzas, in contrast to Allah, the Mishnah, we hold that the Ram are mevatel mechitzas. Tinek says the Mazda begins with the Gemara, the Rabban, the Rabban, Namelik Kashin. The Rabban is also not a difficulty. Tinek explains, according to Rabban, you could say, you really could have said another answer, that that they hold that the Derech Ram is mevatel mechitzas is only rabbinically, because the Gemara asked to contradict the Rabban too, which in our Mishnah they hold by the possibility that the Ram is not mevatel mechitzas. Rabban, the Brisa, hold that, oh, you can't make an error but two houses on either side because the Ram is mevatel mechitzas. So the Gemara answers, yeah, because Pasuk Beraz, at least you have in name four walls. And therefore, the Rabbis not Mavatl, whereas in the Brisa, which you don't have like that. Taisa says, truth is, have a Matzal Shnui, the Gemara could have answered, Drabbanon le pliya Drabbihuda, element Drabbanon. Drabbihuda only disagreed with Drabbihuda, regarding rabbinic law. Only rabbinically do we say the Rabbis Mavatl Machitzasa, and therefore they hold that you cannot ma'arav if the Rosh Hashem has only on two sides of two houses. I mean, the Rabbis might live, but maybe biblically they do agree to Drabbihuda, that you could, like they hold in the Mishnah, because the Rabbim is actually. It's not about mechitzas, and every rabban holding the Mishnah, the possibility they were lenient to say that the Ram is not about mechitzas, and that could have been another answer that Gemara could have given for that question, where we could have said that they hold that it is a problem is only rabbinically, but as we find in the Mishnah, the biblically they hold that really it's not a problem.